Tom, thanks very much for joining us. Congratulations. What pleased you most, apart from the 3 points, what pleased you most about the performance today?
Just the work rate and the commitment of the boys. You've seen there in the last 5 minutes, they were throwing everything at it.
Yeah.
Literally, every man was throwing the body on the line. And that was in the team talk at the start. We wanted a stockpot at home kind of performance, and we got it. I don't think we were troubled until we conceded the goal. And then obviously nerves started kicking in and things like that. And no, the boys have done absolutely superb today. Everything I've asked for, they've done. Yeah.
And decision to put yourself and Gilchrist up top, which we've seen it often felt that the striker can be quite isolated sometimes. That was a decision. Is that basically a mark of the style that you want this team to play in?
Yeah, I'm a big fan myself of playing in a 4-4-2. I think it just gives you a little bit more balance. And to play myself with Jason was a decision because I think we've deserved that chance together. We haven't played a lot together. Jason's an unbelievable finisher. And his work rate today again has been outstanding. And personally, I thought that I was in form, and I thought I would get that shirt.
Absolutely. Talking one or two of the individuals, Joel Logan, very skillful player, but what was really evident, we actually gave him man of the match today.
Okay.
There was several contenders and slightly at variance with the sponsors, but we just thought that it's just his strength and his work rate, and to get the ball back and hold on to the ball under pressure was fantastic.
Yeah, he was. That was his instruction especially in the last 10 or 15 minutes, to get that ball in the corner, drive with it. People can't deal with his pace and, like you say, his strength. He's a good lad. What you see is what you get. He'll put his heart on his sleeve and he'll work hard for you. He said that at the start of the game. He said, "I've got your back and I'll work my heart out for you."
How has it been for you this week? What's the have the players, obviously a big, huge, historic moment in the club's time? Have the players adjusted sort of professionally just to the new situation?
I couldn't have asked for a better set of lads to go in there with. Obviously it was a shock to everybody, so I've had to go in on Tuesday, basically address the lads and tell them what was going on. I got phone calls and text messages from every single one after training, saying that they're going to work hard for me, saying that they've got my back, so I couldn't have asked for a better reaction from the boys.
You happy with the response from the fans today?
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of them. We were thinking, is a few going to stay away? There's a bit of a boycott, but now they've been great. And to hear my name singing up there is unbelievable.
Yeah, and just generally, there weren't too many mistakes today. The work rate with the solid people did seem to do their jobs. Was that a response, do you think, to what you talked about, you know, stick to your task, concentrate, focus? Was that your
basically first of all you do your own job, and the rest of it comes with you. But the lads Tom and Jack have put some great training sessions on this week. We've worked on shape, and I think the boys stuck to that. Myself and Jason, we found that one of us had to drop a little bit more. They were dropping the 4 and the 8 in there. In the first half we struggled with it a little bit, but I thought we dealt with it well in the second half, and then they ended up changing shape and going to a 4-4-2 as well. So I thought we'd done the job well, yeah.
And of course, there have been one or two disciplinary issues recently. Quite just a couple of bookings towards the end, really. Sort of tired challenge from Craig and then a bit of time wasting. But was that something you talked about or just happened?
We have addressed it. obviously, it's not something that you want to be the top of, the disciplinary table.
No.
But it's a difficult one because them sorts of players that are getting bookings, that's in their game. They're going to put their foot in. They're going to put everything into the game, and unfortunately they do take a few bookings sometimes.
But it was interesting, Scott Kay, we observed that obviously Scott gets his fair share of bookings, but today he was a real authority, physical, skillful, but managed to keep that sort of, if you like, that unhelpful edge out of his game.
Yeah.
Had you had a word?
no, I hadn't actually spoken to him about that. No, like I say, I don't want to take that side of people's games out.
Yeah.
He's a lad that will put his foot in, and he'll give you 110% every single week. But I thought he ran the game more today in there. He got the ball down, he played it out wide, and I was happy with him today.
An interesting decision to play Kieran Glynn, who's not had a lot of football, but someone that you want to see more involved.
Yeah, massively. It's a difficult one with Kieran because if he plays 10 games in a row, probably be off somewhere, because he's an unbelievable player. It was not a risk or anything like that. I was confident in his ability, and he's done well. He's worked hard. He's done what he needed to do. I love seeing him get that ball in there and just driving with it and playing them little channel balls, little ones down the side. And he's done that a couple of times today. It was just getting a little bit tired towards the end, so that's why we changed it with Mickey.
Yeah, you alluded to training. Was it very different sort of style of training session than what you've been used to over the years?
Not necessarily. No, we've just worked on things that we thought we needed to work on, a little bit of shape and things like that. Just basically pressing games, trying to get the ball back, win the ball back, but obviously trying to keep it at the same time as well. So not necessarily much different, but the lads have talked to Jack and Tom really well, and they've all been impressed with this session.
That's good. As on a personal note, I mean, a few weeks ago there was talk of you maybe going on loan somewhere, dual reg and all that. How much has it changed? You know, how do you feel?
It's just strange how it does change. It was never a decision to go to Ramsbottom for me to leave the club. Obviously, I knew there's a risk doing that. People sometimes don't come back. A lot of the times don't come back from a dual registration. But it was in the deal that I would come back for the FA Cup. It just so happened that I come on, and we the three that did come on changed the game. We got the draw, and then obviously scored against Stockport at home. So for me, it was a no-brainer to then just kick on here. I thought I'd done enough to give Margie a nudge and basically get myself back in the team, which I did.
So Stockport next week.
Yeah.
How you feel about that one?
It will be a difficult game again. It's always difficult going there. We'll have two good training sessions. We'll see if we've picked up any knocks or anything like that. There's a couple of lads that will probably be available again. Stevie Irwin should be available. Wiswell should be available.
So selection headaches as
they were the right
kind.
And not to help you with your team talk or anything like that, but there is a video online of Mr. Jim Gannon saying stuff which might be helpful to you. Just to throw that in there. I don't expect you to comment on that. You've got to stay professional now, you're a manager. But that, just to throw that out there, might be an idea.
The lads are quite aware of it.
I'll sort you out a transcript.
Okay. Anyway, Tom, we must let you go. But just finally, just a word about Carl, who gave you 6 years.
Yeah. There's
so many achievements that Carl made. It's a very tough time. Everyone, it's a historic moment, really. What are your sort of thoughts, really, on Carl at this time?
I was as gutted as anybody. I'll be honest. I was shocked and as gutted. I'd give my everything for Margie and the boys. He knows that. I was gutted, and then I felt a little bit bad by taking it on in some respects. I didn't know what he'd think about that, but he came in on Thursday. He told the lads what was going on, and then we went into his office and we had a chat, and it was the best chat that I've ever had, because he just made me feel at ease with it. If I need any advice, if I need to give him a ring, he's going to be there for me, and I know he will be. He's a man of his word.
Yeah, and he's a modest, unassuming, ordinary bloke, really, isn't he?
Yeah, decent man. Yeah, he's great. He's the best man I've met in football. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tom, thanks very much for coming to talk to us. Congratulations on today. Have a good week training, and we'll see you at Stockport next week.
You will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.